Well, from the outset, whenever it was Minister O'Dowd at the time who had brought this scheme forward, there was always a concern around what does recently qualified mean and how recently qualified do the teachers have to be. So what the idea was that a teacher who was close to retirement would be able to leave, as you said, with without a hit, if you like, on their pension, but on the condition that a recently qualified teacher came in and took their place. Now, that was set at teachers who had qualified in the last 4 years, whenever the scheme was put together at the beginning. And understandably, there were teachers there who had qualified 5, 6, 7, 8 years and hadn't had access yet to permanent work. And so there were questions asked about why the 4 years, what way did this work, you know, how could this be justified? So what happened was there was a delay in the scheme at the time. But when Minister Weir came in, there was a limited amount of money left, and the idea was he would run a pilot with those boundaries on it, and then we could revisit some of those issues after the pilot was run. But what has happened is one of the teachers from that group, the category who just missed out on the 4 years, I mean, I don't know the individual, but I'm assuming somebody who has, you know, been out of college 5, 6, 7 years potentially, has decided to challenge the boundaries of the scheme, and so it's going to court. Now, according to the department, they feel that they've got a good case in terms of objective justification, and in terms of the teacher, they also assume that they would have a good case in terms of age discrimination. So it will be an interesting thing to see what the problem is that the case isn't being held until May, so therefore, whatever the outcome, it's going to be too late in the year to run the scheme the way it was supposed to run, because it will be too late to recruit the young teachers. So unfortunately, the department have had to put the whole thing on hold.
Some teachers who have been qualified for 5, 6, 7 years who haven't got a job will be applauding, saying, yes, well done to the person who's taking it to court. Mm-hmm. The other side of the argument is they may be looking at it and saying they've now blocked the system because they could be accused of shooting themselves in the foot. This would have created jobs for teachers out 1 year, 2 year, 3 years or 4 years out of university. And it also would have got a lot of teachers to retire early who are more or less fed up with teaching. So it was going to create jobs, but it wasn't going to create jobs for this individual who's taking the court action. So by lodging the court action, have they not even lessened their chance of getting a job in the future?
Well, that will depend, I suppose, on the outcome of the judicial review. It'll certainly be an interesting outcome. But as you say, the idea, as I said earlier, had been run with the scheme the way it is at the minute. And we were fully appreciative, and we have members who fall into that category too, and we were fully aware of the problems that they had. But the minister decided to run it as was, just to, as you say, to move some of the people through the system. And the other part of it, of course, was that it was going to represent more money in schools, if you like, because the difference between the salary of a teacher leaving and the salary of a teacher coming in was going to actually have an impact on school budgets, where they would have a wee bit of money to play with because they, you know, they had the difference between those two salaries.
Yeah, that's what the big saving was. The highly paid older teacher leaving, replaced by the new teacher. Mm-hmm. So the difference in salary was going to be beneficial to the finances of the school, and also, of course, to the payments of the government, I presume, as well. And is that why the teacher who would have been qualified 6 or 7 years who hadn't got a job was disadvantaged because their salaries would normally be higher?
Well, any of these schemes that are brought forward from the department are subject to a business case. So therefore, they have to show that that's going to, I think it was £8 million they thought it was going to save for the education budget overall. So they have to show a saving. So presumably then it was, they had to look at, you know, because it's not really the age of the person, it's where they are on the scale, the salary scale. So it was, there had to be that difference between the teachers going out and the teachers coming in order to impact on the cost, because we know everything is, you know, very cost-driven at the moment.
Is this the end of it? There'll be no further schemes, or might it be implemented next year?
Well, I think think the department are quite, well, I suppose both sides are quite confident that, that they will be, the case will be found in their favour. But the department seem to be suggesting that if the case is found in their favour, that they will be revisiting the scheme next year. And the thing is, even if it doesn't come out in the department's favour, the department had already committed to looking at other options and looking at ways that we could get round some of these issues. So potentially we might have something coming to the table for further discussion. But I think everything has just paused to see what happens in May, and then we'll see what the way forward is after that. It's just, it's very disappointing, I think, particularly so for those teachers who had already been selected. The young teachers hadn't yet been recruited, so it wasn't that they had been promised a job and hadn't got one. You know, they were just waiting, if you like. But the teachers at the other end of the scheme had already been selected and had already started to make plans around that, and it's very disappointing for them.
Yeah, those teachers who are probably the 50, they're over 55, but it's more likely that they've 57, 58, 59 age bracket, who would have thought that their careers were ending in June, they must be fuming with the teacher who lodged the objection.
Well, I have been talking to one of those teachers yesterday, and that actually wasn't so much her focus. I mean, I think that people recognise, and I think people have always recognised, that whatever way you set the boundaries of the scheme, somebody was going to feel that it was unfair. And therefore, I think that teachers, even those teachers who are now disappointed, can empathise with how difficult it is to get a job, and they can understand the point of view that the person's coming from, and that they have every right to step forward and raise an issue if they have it. But the teacher that I was talking to, it was more the impact of psychologically thinking that she was leaving, and now all of a sudden she had to step back and reconsider and decide where she was going next. So I don't think that it's going to be as much the fact that people are looking for somebody to blame. I think it's that they're looking at their own individual circumstances and seeing how it impacts on them in this current situation.
The other side of this argument, of course, is we're educating far too many teachers for Northern Ireland. If we stop producing teachers, we wouldn't have this glut of youngsters who can't get a job.
Well, there are all sorts of ways of looking at that. And yes, I know that they have been looking at streamlining the teacher training. But what you have to remember is we have a lot of young people who are very passionate about going into teaching. And goodness knows, it's not one of those things you go into just because you can't think of anything else to do. Because if you do that, you will regret it. But our issue too is that young teachers who aren't accepted in colleges here can go away to, you know, a college in England, for example, and train and come back, and they want to come back home. So it is a difficult thing to manage from that point of view. But the other way of looking at it is that, you know, if we were in a position to have smaller class sizes, to have all of our nursery settings teacher-led, to have, you know, to use the young teachers that we have, we can look at it from the other way around and say it's not that we've got too many young teachers, it's that we're not using them in the system.
Yeah, they all need paid, but Jackie,
they do.
That's the bottom line. The money isn't there for that.
Unfortunately, because it's our children that are losing out because of it, really.
Okay, Jackie, listen, thanks for bringing us up to date with it. Thank you very much for your time on it.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem.
Jackie Reid from the Ulster Teachers Union. So much had been invested in that scheme, you know, over the last couple of years, and a considerable number of teachers in their late 50s really did think that their pension would be paid up at the end of this year. And boys, oh boys, they are disappointed this morning. But the teacher who lodged the objection, who's probably out of university over 5 years, and indeed who hasn't had a full-time job, feels that people like that teacher are indeed disadvantaged and discriminated against. It's going to go the whole way now to the court. And in the meantime, the newly qualified teachers, those who are out 1 year, 2 years, 3 years or 4 years, won't have jobs to apply for, because the old guys aren't going to be dropping off the end of the system. They're going to be continuing to go to work with their heads down. Oh, another year of drudgery in the education system. And some of you listening couldn't give a hoot about teachers because you think they're overpaid. They've too long of holidays, and indeed, it's as handy a job as you're ever likely to get. Your opinions are much more important than Jackie Reid's or mine. Do let us know what you think. 90 333 105. 90 333 105.